From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. has seen a wave of coal and nuclear power plant closures over the last decade. Some blame competition from renewable energy plants, which get subsidies from the federal government. But a report released last night by the U.S. Department of Energy found that the main culprit is, in fact, another fossil fuel. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra reports.
What's responsible for the great upending of our nation's coal and nuclear power plants, according to this report?
It's that gas was substantially cheaper.
Melanie Nakagawa with Princeville Global says natural gas plants are less expensive to build and to operate. That makes the gas itself cheaper for consumers like you and me. Coal and nuclear plants can't compete. There's an argument that these plants can be more reliable than other forms of energy, especially in cold weather. So the report recommends that federal regulators, for one thing, make it faster and cheaper to get permits for coal and nuclear plants. John Larson with the Rhodium Group says that would only help on the margins.
That doesn't really change the economics here. You know, a nuclear plant costs $20 billion in the United States right now.
The report does argue that renewable energy plants play a small role in the demise of coal and nuclear, but it doesn't suggest taking away their federal subsidies. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.